views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I don't hear you. Louder.
I'm doing well. In case you want to know, I'm not sure if you do, but in case you want to know, I'm doing good. How about you, sweetie?
I'm doing really good. I'm keeping crazy busy.
Good.
I am, between the spiritual stuff and the cleaning business. Great. It's all right.
Listen, don't knock it. This is the season to be jolly.
That's right. This is the spring season, and everyone's in that window cleaning, power washing mode, and I love it.
I love it, too. You know, last year at this time, I have to admit to you, I was very – didn't care about anything. I didn't feel like doing the backyard. I didn't feel like sprucing. I didn't feel like doing anything. Mm-hmm. This year, I'm, like, so crazy excited to get the backyard nice and fixed up and rejuvenated. And
well, you have a wonderful backyard back there.
I know. Thank you.
You do. All you have to do is get it. Oh, no, you already have the built-in pool. I was saying, I'm looking at, she lives on 24-acre horse farm, and I'm looking back, you know, at the green pastures here, and I don't see the pool, but I forgot it's on the side of her house.
It's on the other side. It's closest to the kitchen, so it's easy for entertaining.
That's right. There's his and her pools.
But my husband's pool is in the bathroom.
There you go. That's right.
No, but I'm so excited about getting things ready for the summer holidays.
Yeah, we're going to clean you up, sister.
Yeah, and Artie did a beautiful job on my windows and the house and my deck and my gazebo and my cottage. I just cannot believe everything looks so brand new.
Please don't stop.
No, I'm not. I'm done just blowing smoke up his nose. I'm telling you the truth. He did a fabulous job. I'm really, really, really excited about it, because it really brought me into the spirit of let's continue.
Yeah, let's just hope that the weather starts to get better, because it's delaying the process. I wanted to get it done for you earlier, but the weather is just not.
Don't worry about it. I'm not concerned about that.
It's frustrating. No, it's frustrating. Because, you know, when I start a project, I like to, like, finish it.
I know. I understand exactly what you're saying. But
so it's frustrating.
We had 75 and 85 degree weather a week ago, and yesterday we had hail.
Yeah.
We had hail.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know. We're going to have a talk with God.
Yes. Oh, I want to mention something about that.
About God?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, it's not about personally about God, but it's something that's going to go on. The people who are going to reincarnate within like 7 or 8 generations are not going to be reincarnated to this planet. We're going to be reincarnated to a very bitter planet, a place where it's very, it's not nice. It's not really.
Wait. Why are you saying this?
I'm saying this because this is what the angels are telling me. And not only the angels have said it to me, but I got validation from Doreen Virtue that the next place we're coming to is going to be a very harsh planet. Now, very harsh Earth, if you want to.
All right. And now what is that purpose? Did she explain a purpose?
I never got a purpose, but she doesn't explain a purpose either. But I'm feeling a purpose. She never said anything about a purpose. You see, I believe that we are so out of kilter with the way God wants us to be, loving and gentle and kind to each other, and, you know, no killing and murdering and things like that. I think we're so out of whack that we're going to have to really struggle for the everyday luxuries that we take for granted now, and not have to worry about, you know, fighting with each other and hurting each other, because we're all going to have to join together just to survive.
People are saying, but I'm already struggling. I already got that. How much more can I possibly take? How much more pain should I have to take?
Well, I agree, but
you want to know something? I don't worry about anything until I have to deal with the situations right now.
Well, I don't either.
You know, a lot of people, or too many people, worry about death. Too many people worry about what about the earthquakes, or what about if tsunamis? What about if we get attacked? What about if you walk outside and get hit by a car, or somebody's gonna, you know, kill you, rape you, whatever, whatever, whatever. You deal with situations as they happen. Stop imposing things that hasn't happened yet. You know, people worry so much that they kill the moment. Like in the moment right now, I'm sure a lot of you are comfortable in the now, but you worry about what could be or what's going to be, or I'm worried about my kids, or what if this and what if that.
I believe
you are ruining the now, the beautiful of the now, by worrying about what could happen. Don't worry about that.
You know, you're absolutely right. I always live for the moment. I thought I would pass along that information so that
and scare the hell out of everybody.
No, so we make better choices too. You know, because we all have control. It doesn't necessarily mean because that's the way it is now, it's going to be that way, you know, in 7 or 8, 10 generations. Who the heck knows? But what it is, what's set up for now is returning to a harsher planet, or returning to a harsher Earth. So what I'm going to do is put my best foot forward to be more conscientiously nice to my brothers and sisters around the world, around the United States, and wherever I meet, except you. I'm only joking.
So that's great. We're going to meet with our loved ones, all of our loved ones, but a hell on earth.
But don't forget, you don't have to come.
But we'll be together.
But guess what? We don't have to come back if we don't want to.
See, but when you're in the spiritual realm.
Unless you're bad.
No, wait. If you're in the spiritual realm, from a spiritual point of view, it's like, it's no big deal. All right, so I got to deal with an alcoholic family. All right, so I got to deal with poverty. The bottom line is I'm going to end up back here anyway.
Yeah.
And then we're born into this harsh circumstance.
Yes.
Totally forgetting the fact that we agreed to this crap.
Yes. Could you believe it?
Forgetting the fact that our actual home is like paradise, literally a paradise. And then we come back here and, you know, either we have no money.
What was I doing?
Or we got all these sexual diseases or a small penis or something ridiculous. And it's like, I can't believe that I agreed to this crap. Are you kidding me?
Hey, listen, I can't believe that I actually signed up for what I signed up for.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding? Who would want this?
I know.
OMG.
I would not want to sign up for what you signed up for.
No, babe.
And I had some really hard experiences in my life. I did, emotional. But I don't think, compared to you, it was like Hawaii compared to your growing up. Man.
But, you know.
You came out wonderful after all your experiences. You do.
Thank you, my love. It taught me a lot. It really did. You know, sometimes living a very quiet, good life and very mundane doesn't really teach you a lot. It's when you have to go through personal tragedies and upheaval and all kinds of terrible things
that builds your character.
Yeah. And when you grow and you realize that nothing material really means anything, and it's all an illusion. What really means something is the people you love and how you bring that love across, and, you know, getting back to home in a good way.
And unfortunately, all the multimillionaires and billionaires
screw them.
With their iced teas in one hand,
I know, right?
Sandwiches in the other, sitting poolside in the sun. Screw them all. That's what a lot of them are saying.
Screwing.
Can't deal with
it. You know what? What I don't know won't hurt me.
This is true.
Right? But we have a wonderful caller, Xana.
But we're going to –
we're not going to speak to her. We're not going to talk to you yet.
Not just yet. We're not talking to you.
Nah.
Not yet. Because we're going to
– God bless you. And again,
a commercial break really soon. But
let's
not
all
just
bless
yet.
Him, folks, because he's got sinuses.
Because this is a spiritual moment, and I want all of you to feel this godlike experience blessing me. So that I can have a better day today and a better day tomorrow and next week. And God bless us all, everyone.
Oh, little Timmy.
Like, I feel like Tiny Tim there.
Little Timmy.
How
cute. We only have a few minutes before commercial. That's why we're not going to take you yet, Xana. But as soon as we come back, we're going to pick you up right away. So, yeah, so hang on.
Yeah,
hang on.
Don't go nowhere.
Just hang on to what you got. Even I'm though thinking, it's not a lot.
And I'm thinking, hang on, Snoopy.
Snoopy, hang on.
All righty.
Well, I can't believe we're on the radio and we're singing this.
I know.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I've done karaoke. I like to sing.
Oh, no.
I do, but I don't sound too bad when I do karaoke.
We were doing karaoke with the kids last night when my second daughter came over with her little babies. In fact, I took out the microphone that I used for my speech over at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo, yeah. And I took out the receiver, you know, the amplifier.
Yeah.
And I gave them all a headset. And they were all doing karaoke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the baby.
That's cool.
To Snow. It's a baby. Wow. It's a baby show. And to the Chipmunks and all that stuff, they had such a great
time. You
want
to know something? I mean, I'm a big fan of the holiday season.
Yeah.
One of the worst, and I'm sure a lot of people will disagree with me on this. Maybe some of you will. I love a lot of the Christmas songs. I can't stand listening to Alvin and the Chipmunks singing the Christmas song.
Oh, I love that.
It irritates the hell
does
out of
it
me.
Really?
Oh, I don't know why. It just does.
I love that little voice. Yeah. I love it.
It's annoying to me.
Oh, really?
You know? The only part I heard, the only part that I like is Alvin!
Okay! I love that.
That's the only part I like of the whole song. When they yell at them, that's it. All right, everybody, stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie on Angels and Answers. So right now we have a wonderful person all the way from California. Hopefully she's still on. Exana Anna.
Hello, yes, hi.
Hi, what a pretty name.
I give you an A+ for originality. I've never heard that name before.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
What can we do for you, Exana?
Well, I had a question to you and to Artie. I had a question. It's a relationship question. There is a person, my friend Bob, and I was wondering if you see that there will be a committed relationship or more serious relationship than
you know,
we have
I
now.
Feel alcohol is in the equation. I feel too much alcohol is in the equation. Isn't that funny?
Is he an alcoholic?
No, I never heard about this.
Well, maybe you
keep
should
keep your eyes open for that.
Maybe you should take up drinking. No, I'm not kidding.
Stop telling people
just
that.
Just kidding.
Listen to me. I think that I think keep your eyes open. I feel like a lot of alcohol. As soon as you were speaking about a relationship,
was he coming from an alcoholic family or something?
No, absolutely not. Very positive family. Very good values. Big family.
That's fine.
Professional
I'll tell you
people.
What I'm getting. I'll tell you what I'm getting. You're the type of person that does everything for everybody. I feel like that you have a tendency to give an awful lot of yourself, and that it's very important that you allow him to give to you as much as you give to him.
And watch out for if you notice a little too much drinking. I'm not saying alcoholism, but I'm saying that watch how he drinks, okay? Because I'm kind of feeling a character flaw, and maybe if he drinks too much, he can get a little nasty. I don't know. But I feel as though alcohol is – there's something involved with alcohol in this equation, all right?
I'm personally not picking that up, but I'm not saying that she's wrong. I'm just not picking that up. Oh. But you want to feel if – is there something valid within
Artie,
this relationship?
I feel like there is. For some
I
time. He's not a new yeah. friend. And I wanted to see more than just this friendship. I know that he likes me a lot, and I was wondering if there will be commitment, or we will be traveling together, or there will be more intense relationship than we have now.
Well, he does love you. I definitely feels like he loves you. Will it be more of a commitment? I don't know what.
I just feel like there's something with alcohol in there. I feel as though there is going to be more. He's going to promise you a commitment, But I think it's going to be over a long period of time. I feel as though there will be a commitment issued to you, like a promise, but I don't see you working on it very quickly. And I'm also feeling that you are going to find, I know I'm redundant, and I know I keep saying it, and I know Artie doesn't feel it, but I feel it really strongly. I feel like there's not like an alcoholic, but a little too frequently drinking, and maybe when this person has a few too many, can be a little arrogant. So watch. Watch for those things. I'm not saying it's 100%. I'm just saying this is what I'm feeling right now at the moment. So I want you to keep your eyes open for that.
Is he the one with the brown hair, brown eyes, and a brown mustache? Or salt and pepper?
I'm sorry, what, Artie, I lost you. What did you just say?
Is he the one with brown hair, brown eyes, and a mustache?
No, absolutely not.
Or salt and pepper?
He has light eyes. He is almost bald. He has very fair complexion. He has gray hair, but half bald. And no, he is
I'm picking up somebody totally different than in your life. Yeah. And if I'm seeing this, I feel like this might not be the one then. Because I'm strongly seeing somebody with brown hair, brown eyes, and a... And a mustache.
So am I.
So I have a feeling this
fellow. I don't know anyone like this. I've known this person for a long time, and we've been close, but I don't know anyone with mustache or even dark hair. I don't know.
I believe he's
been in my life for a long time.
But you want to know something? It's going to be up to you as far as how long you're willing to stay with this relationship as it is right now. As far as it growing to where you want it to be, it might not be as long as – it won't happen as fast as you would like.
Yeah.
But it depends how tolerant you are. And there will be another opportunity of another man coming into your life. But I'm describing to him exactly as I'm seeing this other fella. And it's so strong in my mind. I know I'm not wrong. And what Sky might be picking up – could be a fella who will be coming into your life who might be having these issues if it's not this fella that you're dating right now. So in the big picture, do I feel like this is gonna happen?
It'll
be just the way it is now, but as far as commitment, you're gonna have to be more patient to get what you want out of this relationship.
And the thing is that
there is another woman and kind of ex-partner, something between us, and that's the whole problem, that I don't know how long she will be interested in him. That's why we cannot move forward until they both decide what to do.
Yeah, that's why I feel as though everything's going to be, there might be a commitment, like I said to you.
Maybe she's the one with the brown hair, brown eyes, and the brown mustache.
Listen to me. I feel as though this commitment that he's going to make to you is he's feeling it from the heart. Is it going to happen? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's going to be longer than what you think. But like I said, I feel like this relationship could stay just the way it is for a while.
A long while, until you meet this other guy with the dark hair, and he has a full head of hair. That's because I was singing a guy with dark hair.
Exana, it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Artie. Thank you, Sky.
You're welcome,
thank
honey.
You for
God
calling
bless
in.
You. And I hope you get exactly what you're looking for.
I hope so. Thank
you. Okay,
too.
Be patient.
Bye-bye.
You know, a lot of people end up staying in circles. I've been hearing that. You know, from a lot of recent reads that I've been doing, people are in this exact situation where they're not happy in their they're not happy in their relationship. There's somebody else on the side, and they're constantly asking me, "Will they leave? Will they leave?" Or they keep promising me, "Is there somebody else on top of this?" And this is such a
I get it a lot, like
a hamster on a wheel, where people are like just going, and all they want to do is just be happy and to be in a happy and a healthy, loving relationship without all the BS.
I know.
And, you know, a lot of times people stay in relationships longer than what they should, and they end up just living miserably rather than just saying, you know what, I just rather be happy. And a lot of times people have a problem with that.
Yeah. It's sad, but you know what? If you see that you're in a relationship where there's another woman or another man, if that does not happen within 6 months, it's never going to happen. Because anybody that's in love with you is going to want to be with you and is going to want to start a new life and is not going to be happy with the person that they're living with now. And they're going to want to get out of there. So even if it's not a divorce right away, these people are definitely going to want to get out of the place where they're living with this other person.
There are some circumstances mm-hmm. where I have read for some people where I have told them, just be patient and things will turn around. Be yeah. patient that, you know, things will happen. It's just a matter of time. Once in a while, it does work out that way. Most of the times not.
Yeah.
But sometimes patience is the virtue. But every
six months though.
Yeah, but every single every circumstances is different. No, some are shorter, some are longer.
Uh-huh.
Everything is different. There's no protocol, mm. you know. And you know, every single situation is different. And when I do my readings, I do it based on each individual situation.
Yeah. Well, so do I. Of course, we always do our readings under each different situation. With this situation, I feel as though, you know, it's going to be a commitment verbally, but nothing's going to happen. It's well, just like a stringing along effect.
Like promises with
yes.
nothing really.
Right. It's like a string along.
Yeah. So either way, so whether you stay with the person or not, either way, you're getting screwed. One way or the other. So listen,
hey, happy,
Scott,
yes.
yeah. Before we go to a commercial break, Sky, if somebody wants a reading from you, what should they do?
Well, if you'd like a reading with me, you can call me at 908-500-1474.
And if you'd like a private reading from myself, just give a call at 877-ANGEL-02. Or you can go to my website, artiehoffman.com, and I have a bunch of YouTubes, and I want you to Facebook me, befriend me, and yada, yada, yada. So, yeah, we're more than happy. Sky and I are more than happy to do readings for you privately over the phone.
Yes.
Or if you want to come see us in person. We're just as accurate over the phone as we are in person. So get a going to the bathroom right now if you got it, because we're going to be taking a commercial break. All right, so stick around, everybody. Sky and I will be right back.
We're coming back with Geppetto in a second.
Now, on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder. The joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone."
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit artiehoffman.com and skyofangels.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
We'll be right back.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky and Artie. We're so happy to be here today and to take all your calls. We have a lovely lady from South River, been waiting very patiently, and her name is Melissa. Melissa, are you there?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm
Hi,
here.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Well, I just have a question. I was wondering if I'm going to graduate nursing school in 2 weeks.
If you're going to graduate in June?
I feel like you are.
In 2 weeks. Yes, I'm in nursing school.
Yes, you are. Absolutely. But awesome. I feel like you're going to have to make something up. You're going to have to make up a class?
No, I don't have anything to make up.
Okay, well, you're definitely going to graduate, but I feel as though there's going to be something that they're going to ask you to do. I'm assuming it's a class, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a class. But, yeah. Absolutely going to, absolutely.
Yeah, you're going to do it. Trust me, you're going to do it.
You're going to absolutely do it. And what are you going into? What kind of nursing?
I don't know yet. It's a general degree.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. I know a lot of people who've gone into baby neonatal, and that's really very rewarding to some
like
of my
ICU,
friends.
Actually.
I have another a family member who is in cardiology. She's been in there for like 30 years, and it's also very rewarding. And I want to tell you something about nursing. You're going to see things that your mind is going to be blown. Your mind is going to just be blown away. In fact, my cousin, who is a cardiology nurse, has told me about so many spiritual things that have happened to her while her patients are crossing over. So take note of that.
You're going to be changing your position with your nursing like three times. You're not going to stay with the same direction, you know, the same area throughout your life. You are going to switch as you move along. So, as far as where you are right now, you're exactly in the right position. You are exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, and you're definitely going to graduate. Don't have any worries about that.
Okay, awesome.
You go, girl.
Yeah, baby, you go. Oh, maybe you have something to do with your diploma you have to send away for it or something? Because I feel like there's a piece of paper that she has to make up or get.
Well, after I graduate, I still have to take my boards.
Oh, that's what I'm feeling. Okay. Okay, very good. All right, that's exactly what I was feeling. I didn't know, like, I'm not really savvy with this as far as education is concerned, but I felt as though you had to make up classes. Remember I said classes?
Yeah, well,
they're not classes, they're your boards.
But I don't think you're going to be bored.
No. You're going to do great, honey. You're going to do great. I feel that you're very intelligent and you got a lot of compassion and you're going to be a fabulous nurse there, girlfriend.
Everything's fine.
You.
Trust me.
Yep. God bless
after
you.
After we graduate, we actually have a big review course to take.
What?
I said after we graduate, they actually make us take a mandatory review course.
Oh, so I was right.
All right, so that's
very
what,
good.
So this is
that's
what she's
probably
talking
what you're
about.
Seeing.
Yes, definitely. Very, very good. Very good. Okay, I'm glad
that's
that
so cool.
I was able to feel that, and I'm glad because I am honing in on some good stuff for you.
Aw, thank you.
And I want to thank you because going into nursing is a very unselfish profession. You're going to have to do the worst of the worst to the worst of the worst sometimes. And it takes a very loving, kind, and strong person to do what you're doing. So
I got news for you. You're going to be doing something eventually that has to do with healing animals.
Really?
Really?
Huh. Yeah. Somewhere.
Artie, you read?
Yeah, somewhere down the road,
Artie,
you're going to end up, you're going to learn how to do Reiki. And you know what Reiki is?
Yes.
Okay, well, I see you. It would 100% benefit you if you learned Reiki, if you allowed yourself to become a Reiki master.
Absolutely.
It's going to improve your skills, and not only are you going to be doing Reiki with your patients, but you're also going to be doing Reiki with animals. And I strongly see this, but I'm telling you, you're going to end up in three different places.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know what
read for me
I
before,
see?
Artie, and it's all come true.
What'd you say?
I said Artie's read for me before, and it's all come true.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Then you absolutely should listen to what Artie says because he's right and I agree with him. Something else I was going to say.
Thank you.
But you know what? Keep your eyes open for things that happen when people cross. You're going to be mesmerized to see what you're going to see. You're going to be privy to a lot of things.
As soon as you pass your exam, as soon as you get your certificate and as soon as you pass your board, I want you to do something very special for yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, like to celebrate, you go away for the day or for the weekend or, you know, or see a play, pamper yourself, but do something that rewards yourself for all the hard work that you gave.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
Yes, Melissa. Thank you very much for calling in.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Take care, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
It's always nice to hear little
affirmations. Isn't that nice? I love to hear that. That is so cool. But we didn't expect anything less from you, did we?
Oh, well, thank you. You know, Charity, she gets a high on it, and then she rolls her eyes at the same time. It's like, oh, boy, his head's getting bigger. We got to widen the doors now so we can fit his head in.
Yeah, but you're not like that.
No, when I act like that, I joke around. I'm not.
Like that. He's not like that at all, folks.
No,
he's very humble.
I joke
Next
around.
Next time, I want you to wear shoes.
If you take me seriously, I like to look at myself like a you know, like Danny DeVito from Taxi and what's his name? Sam Malone from Cheers. It's like
I love Sam Malone.
Yeah, like they're cocky, but they're funny cocky, like you can't take them seriously.
Yeah.
That's the way I see myself. I like to joke around and balls around, and if you're taking me seriously, then you don't know me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I joke like that.
I know.
But
the people on the radio don't know you like that. Like I know you.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot. No, but there are people who know me. You know, especially people closest to me, because that's when I really act.
Yes, he's crazy.
That's when I'll really act crazy and cocky or whatnot. But that's just strictly joking around.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. Well, we're both a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yes, we are dying. Yeah, we're fun, aren't we?
I have a scissor to his neck. What was that?
That's right. Put down the gun. Put down the gun. We're okay. We're okay.
What'd you say? What?
You want to know something? Like, you know.
Oh, God.
It's very important. It's very important that when you want to go after your dreams, you do not allow yourself to stop yourself from going after your dreams when the challenges are hard. You know, everything comes with some kind of a sacrifice and some kind of hard work. And if you don't pay it now, trust me, you're going to pay a price later on. So,
and sometimes we are our worst enemies. And sometimes we get so complacent getting to where we want to be that when it's time to actually pull that cord and get what we have been striving for, we get afraid to do that. Do you know what I'm saying?
The longer you hang on to your fears, the harder it is
to get rid of them.
To get rid of them, yes. And to overcome it. It yes. really is.
Absolutely. You know, we do have a couple of people that are waiting for us, so maybe we should. We have Kathy from Washington.
Yeah, no, we'll be talking to these people in just a little bit.
Okay.
Because we're going to be going for a commercial break soon.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so, you know, I don't want to cut it off in midstream
at
all.
Yeah, me too.
But want to know something. I think that, you know, ever since we've been on the radio, you know, the quality of our life in so many ways with our readings have been picked up. And, you know, just
– we've grown.
We've definitely grown.
We've grown together. Absolutely.
And, you know, charity. Skye and I, we both have, you know, jumped out of our comfort zone.
Many times.
You know, going into different venues and trying new things and with no guarantee of success. But yet we still, you know, put ourselves out there feeling that we're going to give our best and whatever happens, happens. And if things don't go the right way in the way that we like, then we make the adjustments as we change. But we don't stop ourselves from saying, oh, but what if this happens? And what if that happens? And, you know, you can't worry yourself silly about the what ifs in life, because the what ifs could stop you from growing and allowing yourself all these new experiences if you don't push yourself out of your comfort zone.
You know what's a good rule of thumb? When you're in that place and you're afraid, just give it all up to the angels. Call your angels in and say, I'm forgetting about all my fears. I'm going to let you handle the outcome of today. And I'm just going to walk in there and let nature take its course. Let your angels take its course. And I guarantee you, everything will go just as planned.
Now, when I first started doing my readings, you know, I was always doing it privately. And then the very first time I was put to speak in front of a microphone on FM radio, and the listenership was about 20,000 people. And right before I started to speak, I just said to God, I said a little prayer. I said, God, I don't know what to say.
And I
just said, whatever you put in my mind, I'm just going to say it. And I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to get nervous. It's just, it is what it is, you know. And with that, it flew. And I'm still on this one particular radio show station out of Atlantic City for 8 years. I was only supposed to be on one time. And now it's 8 years later and everything worked out. But I just gave it up to God. I gave it up to the angels. And I said, I need your help. So don't be afraid to ask for help. But you know what? I want you to stick around. Take your pee-pee break. And Skye and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. You want to know something? I was looking over the word coincidence. And, you know, coincidence is a human word. And I say it like that because in the spiritual world, coincidence, there's no such thing as coincidence. Coincidence is something that we just say because, you know, it wasn't pre-planned. So if something happens without you consciously being aware of something happening or who you bump into or somebody was there right at the right time for whatever godforsaken great reason, you say, oh my God, what a coincidence, or thank God this happened, or I can't believe that this just happened. But everything in life, even though people hate, and I mean hate, to hear, oh, it is what it is, or it was, you know, it was meant to be, or, you know, and like I said, you know, the word coincidence is a word that, you know, people have
mustered up.
Yeah, they don't
just to justify something they can't explain.
And in the spiritual world, you know, there are no such thing as coincidences.
Nope.
Because everything is.
Absolutely.
You know, and God has a perfect plan for everything, and even all the crap, and we all have the ability to change things.
Yeah.
You know, everything isn't just left up to fate. And, you know, when I hear the word hope, you know, when you are trying to achieve something, yeah, when you are trying to achieve something or have a goal about something, I don't like to hear the word hope. Because when you say the word hope, that means you're leaving failure as an option. To me, hope is good for when things are out of your control. If somebody is in a race, if somebody is going for an operation, I hope they win. I hope they come out of it. I hope that's when hope is really good. But when you are going for your education, or when you are going to try to achieve something, and I'm trying to explain to people spiritually, this is what I see happening. They say, oh my God, I hope this comes true, or I hope I lose that weight. And it's like, you know what? It's in your hands. You don't have to hope. It's you projecting yourself so that you can make things happen.
This is right. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
You know, so
I feel the word hope is appropriate is never appropriate. Not even when there's surgery involved or anything like that. Because when we have a loved one that's going into surgery, we always pray. We pray in the tense where it's already happened. Thank you, God, for allowing this person to go through the surgery successfully. So we always give out what we receive. We're always putting out what we want to receive back. So hope, even in that case, is not an option to me. Hope is just something where, oh, I hope I can go get a pair of jeans. You know what I mean? Like something like so minuscule and so unimportant that it's not a big deal. But anything that has to do with anything that's sincere and life-threatening and something that we want from the heart so badly that we can't breathe without, I always make sure I use that. I use the terminology, thank you, God, for already giving it to me so that I attract it back. Mm-hmm. And I like that because a lot of people don't realize that you are in control more than you think. You're in such control because you're in control of your own destiny. You're in control of manifesting what you want for yourself. Take the time. Patience is more what we need to have.
Well, I believe that they're in control. We're in control of the quality of wherever we're at. Sometimes things are, sometimes, we plan things.
Yes.
And then sometimes, God has his own plans.
Yes.
But still, it takes you to be able to project your energy.
Yes.
To create what it is that you want to see happen.
Absolutely.
And, it's a matter of, and you are going to get people who are going to be a devil's advocate and try to block you and stop you from doing what you want to do. And you could create all the easy reasons why you shouldn't or to become a failure, or there's a lot of easy reasons why, devil's advocate advice. It's going to waste too much. Am I going to waste my time? I don't want to waste my time. I'm going to waste my money. I'm going to waste this. I'm going to waste that. What am I doing? But if you want something bad enough, you invest in faith and you invest in blind faith and you invest in your time and energy, because if you give a half-ass effort into anything, you can't expect more than half-ass results.
I agree. Perfect. Now, we have a girl that's been hanging on, this poor thing, Kathy, from Washington State. That's been a big hang.
Hello.
Is Kathy on?
I am.
No, Kathy.
Yeah,
Kathy hung up.
No, she didn't. She hung up.
No, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy. Oh, I looked at another hanger-upperer.
Some people don't realize that, we'd love to get to you faster, but we have to worry about commercial time, and we want to give you as much as we can. So the only reason why we make you hang on a little bit is so we can judge how much time we have to give you a good reading. You know what I mean?
Hello.
All right. So that being said, what can we do for you, lovely Kathy?
Oh, I wasn't sure if you heard me. First of all, I have to thank you dearly for your time and wisdom and lightheartedness. And I'm asking for some help. But it's so true. I really thank you. And that lightheartedness is what gets us all through the tears, because if I couldn't laugh at myself and what I've created, I wouldn't still be here, because I've shed a lot of tears.
Now you have.
First of all, I just feel for too many people, and I've had severe loss and letting go and dangerous health issues after having to let go. And I'm trying to make a new life for myself, not trying to save people anymore and fix.
I'm very proud of you for that.
Very proud of you, honey.
Very proud of you for that, because a lot of people don't have the courage to do that.
And they don't have the wisdom to recognize it. That's very good, because you're an empath. You're very sensitive. That is a sign of an empath.
When people hold on to anger, when people hold on to anger, resentment towards life or towards other people, what's going to happen? They're actually manifesting sickness within their body.
Yes.
And so it's very important to learn how to let go and learn how to move on and to believe in the big picture.
Yes, absolutely.
Know when the game is over with a situation. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, and just to give you a little overview, I'm really asking for some new direction because I've come most of my life from an empty cup, and I love to share, and I love nature and people, but to come from an empty cup is not healthy for me or them in the end.
No, it's
and
not.
So I really want to change that by choosing for myself. And the thing is, I've gone from, you know, the loss of the first husband to the 25-year-old marriage to the loss of the daughter to dangerous health issues to a 3-year relationship that I haven't dove in totally. And I stand back still because I'm going, I want to have a more solid foundation for myself that I create.
For you.
And I want a livelihood that feeds my soul. And I've done, you know, multiple things to make money and not followed my true passion with everything into it because I'm always trying to save and help people and not hurt somebody. And I want to know, I'm looking for a new place and new concentration on my passions.
Yes.
And I'm walking away and walking through life with very little, and it's okay to have very little for me, but I would like a little bit of a foundation.
All right, we're going to give you some insights. We have to go to a break right now, but we want you to hang on.
Please.
And then Sky and I will give you our spiritual input, okay?
Because I have some.
Thank you.
All right. So, all right, everybody. Well, listen, stick around, and you're going to hear some good stuff that we have to say for Kathy on our after our next break. And we look forward to talking to you and talking to her. So stick around, everybody. And Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great 2-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.